Well, I think it's a mixed message. There's tended to be a view that suburban development, spread out cities, are a product of the motor car, of cheap energy. And although that's true, the suburban landscapes are no denser in human settlement than some of the densest settled intensive agricultural landscapes in the world. Now, admittedly, people living in those modern suburbs consume far more resources in total than people who lived in those densely settled agricultural landscapes. Like somewhere like the Red River Delta in Vietnam, you know, it's higher density of people, you know, just living more or less totally self-sufficient off that land than Australian suburbs. You know. Now, of course, they're very special environments. They're all fed by integrated water systems, fertile, alluvial, flat land. But similarly, we can look at our suburbs and say they are an infrastructure. They have a water supply system. Our cities are the biggest reticulated agricultural landscapes, if you like, in Australia. So the water is there. We have an infrastructure of hard surfaces that actually harvests storm water, which of course is seen as a problem at the moment, which allows augmentation of natural rainfall to direct that water into the remaining areas that are potentially productive. We've got mostly individual houses that can be retrofitted to have solar access because they're generally far enough set back from neighbouring houses to be able to get that. Now, that might involve cutting down a lot of gum trees and other things in those leafy suburbs. But there's a lot of ways in which the suburbs can be incrementally retrofitted in an energy descent world. And one of the things that I think a lot of the urban planners miss is they assume that any future framework will be driven by public policy and forward planning and design. Whereas I think given the speed with which we are approaching this energy descent world and the paucity of any serious consideration or planning or even awareness of it, we have to take as part of the equation that the adaptive strategies to it will not happen by some big sensible plan, long-range planning approach, but will happen just organically, incrementally, by people just doing things in response to immediate conditions. So if you live in an apartment in a multi-storey building, and you've got to work out how to try and retrofit that in an energy descent context, there's a lot of complex technical infrastructure involved. There's a lot of complex organisation and coordination with the mutual owners or whoever the owners of that building are. And it's very technically complicated. In the suburbs, people can actually just start changing houses and doing things, give or take how they manage the planning regulations and whatever. Without the whole of society agreeing on some plan. Mm. And so that, I think, is a really key aspect, that the suburbs are amenable to this organic, incremental, adaptive strategy where someone does something here and then other people learn from that, and where we don't say, yes, we need all of this laid out, the great plan, the roadmap, mm. because I think there is a great danger in, if you look historically, at people who think they've got this great plan for how, you know, it's all going to work, and just be really wary about those people, you know, and whether they're sort of, you know, the great plan for the pure Aryan race or the great plan for many other things. I think we've got to have a lot more faith in incremental organic processes.
Yeah.
In practical terms, you know, what that really means is that big suburban houses that have one or two or three people living in them, and mostly not present, will actually people will readapt to live and work from home sort of situation. So, look, home-based.